Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and reluctant taxi rider, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Taken for a Ride. The big-named car service that advertises on TV that I normally use recently doubled their price for a trip to the airport, so I called the small local neighborhood car service instead. Spoiler alert, it was a mistake. The airport is only 5 minutes away from my house, so I made a reservation for 11 a.m. for a 12:45 p.m. flight. At 11:01, I called to find out where the car was and was told it would be to me in 5 minutes. When I called again at 11:10, I was told it'd be 1 minute. At 11:15, a ramshackle hoopty pulled up to the house. It was so dilapidated that I wanted to check the inspection sticker. The driver didn't look much better. Shabby coat, hat pulled down to just above his eyes, and he was scrunched so low in the seat that the steering wheel had to be obstructing his view. Several thoughts crossed my mind. Did he just steal this car? Are we on our way to a robbery or coming from it? Am I a cover for the getaway? Am I seriously going to get in? This right here is how people disappear.
She got in the car and was never seen again.
Jump cut to a close-up on my last headshot, looking fresh-faced and full of hope. Egads. Although I really didn't want to, I got in the car. The driver confirmed the fare and asked me if I needed him to make change. I said no, because I sensed that answering yes would only lead to further disappointment. I did say that I needed a receipt. He said he didn't have one. Business card? No. He said, "Why didn't you tell the dispatcher you needed a receipt?" Because I thought I was dealing with a reputable business that would already have that. In case you're wondering, yes, that is exactly what I said. I know, that's how people disappear, but I was too disgusted to hold my tongue. I went to Catholic school, and certain lessons have been hard to shake, like the idea that being late and unprepared are venial sins. Perhaps in the ensuing silence, my palpable dissatisfaction was deafening. I've been told I'm a loud powder. So, midway through our short cab ride, the driver turned on the radio, revealing that our tastes in music and the volume at which to listen to it couldn't have been more divergent. When we got to the airport, the driver got out and opened my door. A wonder! However, my hopes for a last-minute burst of professionalism were dashed. He only opened my door because the child-proof lock had been engaged, and I wouldn't have been able to open it myself. And, as if to make sure no faux pas was missed, he opened my door on the traffic side. When exiting a car, it's usually safer to get out curbside. Exiting into traffic can be dangerous. But if I were really concerned about my safety, I wouldn't have gotten into the car in the first place. I gave the driver exact change, no tip, and began thinking that maybe double the price of the big-name car service that advertises on TV may not be too much to pay after all. It's either that or spend the money on the new headshots I might need in case I disappear on my next trip to the airport using the local neighborhood car service. If this all sounds a bit elitist, I won't deny it. I've been watching the first season of Downton Abbey and imagining myself as her ladyship. Why wouldn't I? I love tea and I look great in a hat. Now I just have to find the right person to bring the carriage round. Thanks for listening. If you're a fan of the podcast and blog, please visit theurbanirma.com, click the donate button, and buy your favorite writer, comic, and taxi cab passenger a cup of coffee. Any amount will help keep the good times coming. Thanks so much for the love and support.
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will.